Good evening, everyone. Tonight is the 11th of August. It's Thursday evening. This is being prepared for Friday morning devotional. Have you ever felt like you're a hopeless case? There's no hope for you? Because you were weak, you're not strong, and you're constantly struggling with sin and do you ever feel like you're just wringing your hands and you just want to give up? Well, you're not alone. I felt that way many, many times throughout my life. I'm glad that God is merciful, long-suffering, and kind, and gracious. Scripture says that the Lord will not cast off forever, but though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion. I'm glad to know that. I'm glad the Lord is compassionate. I'm glad to know that His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. And so, if you're one of those that feels like there's no hope for you, I do have good news. There is hope. Fear thou not, saith the Lord, I am with thee. I will not make a full end of thee. Sometimes I feel like God's made a full end of me. But He says, I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure, for a small moment have I forsaken thee. But with great mercies will I gather thee. In little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee. Notice He says everlasting kindness. So many people don't believe that He shows everlasting kindness to His elect. With everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For the mountains shall not depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, thou that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest, and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors, and lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against Him, until He plead my cause, and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold His righteousness. Well, not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've just read from Lamentations 3:31 and 32, Jeremiah 46:28, Isaiah 54:7-11, and Micah 7:9, as well as Zechariah 4:6 and Ephesians 6:10. So if you feel like you're a hopeless case, don't just realize you're not alone. I felt that way many, many times. I wanted to just throw in the towel, so to speak. The problem is God holds the towel, you don't. So he says, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm glad to know that He's gracious and kind to His people. And we can never, ever outlive His mercies and His kindness. I'm glad God's mercies are new each day. This gives the child of grace comfort along the way. Without the continued mercies of God, we would be hopelessly helpless to praise and laud our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. Thank God that His mercies and grace shall never end. May the good Lord be with you this day, this Friday. And I hope you have a good weekend. God bless.